My name is Arena Rubin, and I am the operator of Nice to Be Iced Cookies. I'm a cookie artist. I make artisan sugar cookies. I've been doing this for about 6 years now. It started out as a hobby, and it just really took off. They really are treats for all of life's occasions. One Christmas, my very best friend gifted me a KitchenAid mixer, and it was something that I had always wanted. I kept it in a box for a couple of months, and then I'm like, well, it's time for me to use this baby. What can I make? So I wanted to make something that I couldn't do by hand, something that was kind of, you know, difficult. I wanted to use it for what it was worth, so I figured something with dough. And I landed on sugar cookies. I always take the sweets road, so that's what I landed on, and I literally never looked back. I read blogs, and I went down the rabbit hole of YouTube videos, and I just taught myself, and I kept practicing. After that, it was just continuously perfecting the craft. My favorite spice of all time is cinnamon. That is my favorite spice. I actually don't use cinnamon in my cookies. They're more of a vanilla and lemon flavored cookie, but I am toying with the idea of making some seasonal favorites, you know, maybe like a pumpkin spice sort of thing. 'Tis the season, right? So vanilla is so essential to me. It just brings out the flavor. For me personally, I just think the more vanilla, the better. However, it's so expensive these days. So I try to preserve the vanilla that I have and use it sparingly. It takes your baked good to the extra step. When you don't have vanilla, I feel like you could tell. It just makes that world difference. You wouldn't believe how many people come up to me and say, oh, they're beautiful, but do they taste good? So many people have bad experiences with sugar cookies. So that part was really, really important to me to get the flavor and the taste down. You know, I don't want to just have a pretty sugar cookie. I want it to taste good. On the small times when I do feed myself and I'm making like big chicken or something like that, I just found that rosemary, it just does something for me. I am a fan favorite of Penzi's spices. I could be in there for like over an hour. So I'm pretty sure my last visit, that's what I did. So I got a Spanish rosemary. So now I'm at the point where I'm experimenting with different types of rosemary. That Spanish one is very different from the regular rosemary. It was in a powder form. I can't describe it. It's so different. I put rosemary, even when I make Brussels sprouts, I like honey, balsamic, vinaigrette, and I put rosemary in it. My love for rosemary runs deep. So I've been creative all my life. Like, I've been interested in the arts. I grew up in a single parent home, and so it was just me and my mom. One year, Sienna, aka Mom, I woke up to a drafting table. I had every type of paper, watercolor, Bristol board. My mom, she really nurtured my artistic side. I was a freelance graphic designer for a little bit while always working in corporate America. So it was just like I was always creative on the side. Now where I am, I'm trying to be creative full time. Cookies are my creative outlet these days and has been, and I don't think I'm really going to turn back. I always thank people for letting me be a part of their special moments in life. It's not just birthday parties or an anniversary. There's just so many life moments that can be celebrated. I mean, I made cookies for someone who got their COVID shot. So, you know, you literally can celebrate anything. And just to have a piece of that to make somebody's day a little bit sweeter and brighter is really rewarding. I am on Instagram as Nice to Be Iced. That is basically my portfolio where you can see my work and see the pictures and interact with me if you need to. You can email for order inquiries, which is nicetobeiced@gmail.com. And then I'm also on Facebook as Nice to Be Iced Cookies.